So, in addition to an auditor's code, we have the code of a Scientologist. I'm not going to give you this code, mostly because I haven't written it down and haven't done much more than talk it over with the IGS and so on. The boys are very anxious for this particular code. It represents primarily, as a code of practice, something which would better not only the pre-clear, but the auditors and that civilization to which auditors belong. In other words, it betters every part of it. And it would be, part of its proceedings would be, one, don't talk about Scientologists to people who are not Scientologists. Don't criticize or give or receive criticism about other Scientologists. In other words, be completely unwilling to listen to N Theta about your fellow auditors, and be completely unwilling to give out N Theta about them. Now, you'd say, that is the introduction of an arbitrary. No, it isn't. That is merely the unification against one of the primary modus operandi of the society at large in trying to keep an organization from growing. Do you know what the society at large is brave enough to do, and all it's brave enough to do? It's brave enough to cut affinity lines. And that's all it can do. Now, the neurotic pre-clear that has been over across the street to see a friend of yours and get audited, got audited as well as that friend of yours could audit him. Whatever the state of the case was at that time, the Scientologist who was auditing him was doing his best. Maybe it wasn't the best educated best. Maybe it wasn't the very latest or the very most useful. But this Scientologist was doing his best for this pre-clear. And this pre-clear has gotten upscale a little ways, and maybe something else has occurred. Maybe he's a very, very resistant case. And maybe he passed this Scientologist a bad check or something. You never know quite what goes on in such circumstance. Maybe did something else which brought an abrupt end to these sessions. Or maybe it's true, as the pre-clear always represents, that the Scientologist wasn't doing him any good or refused to audit him any further simply because he couldn't pay. Or whatever you hear from the pre-clear is probably wrong. But he comes over from this friend of yours to be audited by you. And the way he gets you to audit him is to represent himself as a hard case, and by befouling the reputation of that other Scientologist that was auditing him. His total purpose in doing this is to be as destructive as he dare be, and that is simply to cut some communication lines. He's making a bid for sympathy. He's telling you why you have to audit him.